Let me tell you, I don't lie. Why I lied this time?
It becomes much larger and much more dramatic when men are cheated on.
I think the pool has piss in it because it's been rough.
So I don't have any candidates right now. I typically do. I call them my back pocket, but they're like old people that I know I would never be in a relationship with.
They had good men. They had commitment, and they threw it all away. Now they're single, still single, struggling to find a man who will take them seriously. And the worst part, instead of taking accountability, they're looking for someone else to blame.
I would not have an affair outside of a marriage again.
I lied 150 more times because it didn't mean nothing to me. Like, it was the dumbest thing I ever did.
I am dating. Now, am I in any relationships? No, because nobody has said, oh, I want to take this to the next level.
Men aren't buying it. The wall has hit and it's unforgiving. This isn't an accident. It's a pattern, a predictable, avoidable pattern that modern women refuse to learn from. And today, we're breaking it all down.
All the selves, that's what I tell everybody. This is the buzzwords now are anything with the self. Self-awareness, self-actualization, self-love. I'm into it all.
Welcome to Manners for Highlights Daily. Big shout out to Patreon gang member, Mr. Lee, for this topic. Appreciate the support. Salute! We're breaking down episode 4 of All the Single Ladies, Why Women Cheat. And the moment you see, it's on the OWN network, you already know the agenda. Cater to women, especially black women, and somehow, some way, shift the blame to men. They want you to feel bad for these women. They want you to believe that cheating was somehow their only option. But we're not playing along. Here's what we're covering. Never cheat on men. The wall hits in different ways. Cheating is a choice. Women don't regret what they've done. They regret the consequences. Let's get into it. Ain't that a man?
I did confess to him and I told him, you know, well, I did cheat on you.
And I was just kind of feeling like I had been doing everything that I could up until that point. Like, I had gotten on my knees and asked this man for forgiveness, and he just refused.
Tommy, I think, held on to that in his heart more of a dagger, like it was intentional, versus him understanding where it came from. He's mad at the act, but not of how we got here.
My husband couldn't forgive me. He tried, and I tried to be at his beck and call. I did some things for him that even I didn't do over the marriage. I mean, it was like whatever he needed. I just want him to know this one moment doesn't define me.
It becomes much larger and much more dramatic when men are cheated on than when women are cheated on.
You know what's funny? These women tried to go back to their husbands, but the men weren't having it. Why? Because men do not forgive cheating. Only simp jutsu masters do that. A woman cheating is an instant turnoff for men, and it all comes down to biology. A man's biological purpose is to spread his seed, but when he falls in love, his brain releases chemicals that bond him to one woman. This makes him want to protect her, provide for her, and most importantly, keep other men away. When a woman cheats, it's a primal betrayal. It tells a man that his ability to procreate has failed. He now faces the possibility of raising another man's child.
We tried to rekindle that very night. I went home and I was like, okay, Dawn, be humble. Do you want to make this work? And at that time, the answer was yes. In that moment, it was yes. He and I went upstairs and we had sex. And I was like, okay, maybe I can make this work. And in the middle of having sex, he started calling me a hoe. Like, how you get my away, hoe? Excuse me, I'm sorry. How did you get my body away, ho? And I was like, sir. And I knew I had to go. What I couldn't see, God revealed it for me. He was like, look, this is not gonna work, sis. I started looking for a place and I was gone in 3 days.
This is pure gold. That was cold as ice and sums up the biological truth perfectly. Women don't see it that way. For them, cheating is an emotional bandage, something they do just to feel better in the moment. But for men, it's a deal breaker.
You're giving those emotions to someone else, like they feel it more deeply than they would a physical affair. I lied 150 more times because it didn't mean nothing to me. Like, it was the dumbest thing I ever did.
At 19, I didn't know how to use my words, didn't know how to communicate to my partner with the things I needed, the things that I wanted, what I was not getting, all of those things, and just letting my flesh take over in a moment of need.
Yeah, he felt crushed. Like, I feel like he really felt crushed.
And that's why the wall hits in different ways. Women think the wall only means getting old and losing their looks. But the truth is, reputation alone can put a woman there early. A woman with a history of cheating, single motherhood, drama, that's a hard pass for high-value men. Think of a boxer who's been in too many wars. He's taken too much damage. Eventually, he becomes a shot fighter. His career is over. Women who have been through too many men face the same fate. Their innocence is gone. Their energy changes. Men can sense the damage from miles away, and they don't want any part of it. And that's exactly what's happening to these four women. They're single, alone, unable to secure commitment because men aren't stupid. They aren't going to invest in women who have already shown they can't be trusted. They made their choices. Now they're facing the consequences.
Let me fast forward this story for y'all. We left the salon and I left with a drink in my hand because I was like, I made it. Let me have a drink. I had the drink and that turned into me feeling all kind of emotions, all kind of different ways. I end up cheating on my husband and sleeping with this man.
We had an emotional affair before we even had a physical affair. We were talking on the phone for months. It wasn't premeditated. So I hate to say it sounds cliche, but it just happened. I didn't just fall on his penis, but it just happened.
An ex-boyfriend, we'll call him John. John moved back in state because he moved to Miami. And he moved back. And every year John calls me. This has been 15, 16 years. Every year John calls me just to say, hey, how you doing? You okay? You good? Okay, cool. Just checking on you. And I appreciate that, but it's still weird. And this is one of those moments when he called to say, hey, how's everything? Checking on you. And I got caught up in the motions and I had a one-night stand.
Let's make one thing clear. Never give anyone a pass for cheating, period. Some so-called red pill voices out here push the idea that men should cheat as if infidelity is some kind of power move. That's not red pill. That's just immorality wrapped in cope. Red pill is about seeing the world as it really is, not making up excuses. And here's reality. These women were married. They made vows. You shall not commit adultery. Be faithful. Keep the marriage vow. That was their agreement. And they broke it. But here's where modern women get it twisted. They think because cheating is common, it's okay. No. Just because temptation exists doesn't mean you have to act on it. Cheating is always a choice, and they had options. They could have worked through their problems. They could have communicated. They could have even chosen divorce. But no, they chose the easy way out. They chose to ignore confrontation. They chose a temporary high over a lifetime commitment. And now they're paying the price.
I was feeling hurt and slighted by my husband. I wanted him to feel that hurt. And I feel that being emotionally involved with someone else that's not your spouse, like, doesn't even have to be sexual. Like, when you're giving those emotions to someone else, like, they feel it more deeply than they would a physical.
The harsh truth? Female nature is fundamentally selfish. Women are wired to seek security and resources, not just for themselves, but for their offspring. This instinct is deeply ingrained, but it does not give them a pass. And here's where it gets real. These women don't actually regret cheating. They regret losing status. How do we know? Look at the POV meme. Women take selfies in front of expensive objects because they associate value with themselves. Now flip that around. What happens when their reputation is damaged? When men only see them as a hookup? That's when the guilt creeps in.
After that, John moves back to Miami, living his best life. And I'm stuck with the remorse and the guilt of now I've cheated on my partner, my spouse, this person I'm supposed to be building my life with. But Tommy doesn't know because I'm holding this in. The guilt is building up in me.
It's not about regret. It's about consequences. If these women could cheat and keep their status, they wouldn't feel bad at all. Why do you think 1 in 4 women are on antidepressants? Because deep down, they know they messed up. Feminism lied to them. It told them men had it easy, but guess what? Since the 1950s, women's happiness has been dropping. They were promised freedom and fulfillment, but instead, they got loneliness and regret. Let's make this crystal clear. If a woman cheats on you, she is not your woman anymore. Ever. Do not take her back. Do not negotiate. Do not let her cry her way into your life again. Men need to stop making excuses for damaged women. Stop thinking you can fix them. Stop believing that time will change her. If a woman wasn't raised to respect her husband, she never will. Period.
But, she was young and dumb.
Yeah, you're just saying that because you're young and dumb.
Okay, but if you weren't young and dumb, you'd never fucking be brave enough to do anything.
The foolishness. For centuries, women got married in their teens, raised children, and built families. Now, suddenly, we're supposed to believe women don't know any better until they hit 30? Stop the foolishness. Morality isn't rocket science. Faithfulness isn't some advanced skill that requires a fully developed frontal lobe. You don't need to be an Einstein to understand what's right and wrong in a relationship. Cheating is a choice, and if she chooses to cheat, let her choose to deal with the consequences alone. Men, value yourself. Protect your future. Do not accept damaged goods. Loyalty is the bare minimum. If she can't even give you that, she is worthless as a wife. Let her go. Move on. Build your life with a woman who actually deserves it. Good luck finding them in Western countries, because the wall is coming. And when it hits, she'll remember exactly what she lost.
It sucks that an affair had to wake me up. But when I tell you, I thank God for that mistake. Not that I hurt somebody, but that he had been speaking to me all along. If that's the worst, then Katrina, you've been through the worst. Now you at the bottom, nowhere to go but up. Now start being honest with yourself.
Fellas, stay sharp, stay focused, and as always, manage where we work it. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.